Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The EV market. Has the EV market flopped in light of recent attempts, or do you think it will make a comeback next year?
GM and Ford is having a hard time. I'm going to go on record and say yes. They're going to push clean tech, of course. One day we're going to have an honest conversation about the EV space. It won't be this year. Maybe. How many more years are you going to do the show? That last year, that last episode? Oh, I'm going to tell y'all some things about EV. But until then, Tesla, preeminent leader. You know, whenever I say preeminent, I'm about to cape. Tesla, preeminent leader for sure. But I think GM and Ford don't have the capacity nor the trust. Now, the only issue that Tesla has, well, not only, but one of the main issues they have is they don't have the best relationship with the White House. And the White House is trying to make sure, or the Biden administration is trying to make sure that he does not gain further dominance in this space. But overall, I don't see that many people wanting to buy electronic vehicles. And Teslas are having a big issue of, remember when we talked about discounting prices? If you own a Tesla from 2 years ago, you're underwater. So imagine buying a car and driving it off the lot and you're losing $10,000 in value. But then 2 years later, your car is undervalued by $32,000. It's amazing to be able to lay back like you in a Maybach and it drives itself. But it's not good when your car is underneath that much. And like I said, Tesla has to decide if they're going to be a luxury brand or affordable. Because of inflation, almost every brand on earth is going to have to move into the luxury space to be able to have enough money for R&D, have enough profit margin, hire employees, and to be competitive. So I think we're seeing the end of the era when we're having low price features. But if you look at Tesla over the last 10 years, return has been 2,434%. Hope for the long term you'll be good. It's still one of my favorite stocks, still a top pick in Red Panda Stock Club. But most of the other players like Rivian, Lucid Motors, they have not fared too well. Even though I do like the Rivian truck. When we was in Miami, I saw a couple.
Right, yeah.
But yeah. I don't like the stock.
Yeah, I don't know. about the sector itself. I know Canada just made EV mandatory by 2035 today, which is interesting. We've seen a couple of states here, but it's not on the federal level yet. I think the production is a part that people got to really take into account, right? When we're talking about the amount of vehicles that Tesla can produce, and yes, there has been an increase over the past 3 years, but on a large scale for some of these other traditional motor companies, it's a fraction, right? And then you have new companies like Rivian, and we're celebrating 100,000 made it in a quarter, and with and it's no knock to Rivian, but the production, when it has to be a large scale for a mass amount of people, it just hasn't gotten there yet. It's, even from a tax incentive, I know, you know, people who have gotten EVs is this tax credits, but depending on who's in an administration, that tax credit could be gone. Right? I know it was like 7,500. There's some talks if there's some models you can get up to 10,000 in rebates, but December 31st of this year, that could change, right? Like you just never know. And so the incentives to have it have been dwindling. So we'll see. I don't know if it's dead. It has slowed down because Tesla is so far. They're so far in the front that I'm not sure.
He's sick of y'all too, GM. I'm going to keep it 1,000. Listen. Just what don't invite me to the Secretary of Defense House, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, what GM, said, man.
You gotta stop. You got Rashad sick of y'all and these hybrid vehicles. It's not hybrid. The woke agenda got them being
sick of all EVs, man,
and electric efficient cars. What?
And your charging stations, sick of them all. Yeah, but I don't know if it's dead, but there's definitely the excitement around it has changed and shifted over the past. Since the pandemic. When Tesla was a thing to have and you saw a lot of those vehicles on the road, the excitement around it has changed substantially, I would say.
Yeah, well, and then we need less clout chasing in sectors as well. If you're going to be now, that Cadillac truck that I saw, not bad. But I think we need not more innovation, but we just need better products and better design vehicles. That's the number one thing that is going to move the litmus test on if people are going to buy it. Because Prius for a long time, it was eco-friendly. Most people don't even care about the environment enough to want to get anything EV-related. When the tax
sounds on it did sound good, though. And the commercials and the marketing was real colorful and it was nice.
Yeah. But
nobody really wanted to drive that. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when people say they're looking out for the culture. But, like, bro, stand and look out for you. I'm going to stop. Okay, stop.
Yeah. Not you, them.
Yeah, got you. You know, but what do I know?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.